smarterpodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf number 10. I'm Fred Green. If you are interested in golf products, then we'd like to welcome you to our free podcast. Golfers have a well-earned reputation of gobbling up the newest gear that promises longer drives, straighter putts, and the most outrageous toys that claim to lower your scores. Well, we're no different, but we're lucky. Because of the reputation and relationships that Edwin Watts Golf has within the industry, we're able to go right to the manufacturers and talk to product developers and engineers. Now, even though I suffer from a severe case of techno-lust, I have a lot to learn about golf gear, which is why I'm lucky to share this conversation with Kenny Nicholson, technical specialist at Edwin Watts Golf. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Fred. How are you today, bud?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, Kenny, more than balls and clubs, I think that if I had to choose a single product that has helped lower my scores, it would be handheld GPS systems. I've got to believe that I'm not alone.
You are correct. Every one of my guys here has one.
I love mine and carry it every time I play. Do you?
I do, but mine's a little newer than yours, Fred. I'm running the SG5 with the new color display, and I think you have the older model.
Yeah, I have the SG2, and I'm jealous.
Uh-huh. And I have the iPhone, and you don't, so...
I'm really jealous.
I'm staying one step ahead of you somehow.
There's no surprise there, but since we both agree that GPS is not only helpful, but cool, I thought we should have a conversation with an engineer from Sky Caddy, the leader in handheld GPS systems, to explain not just the obvious advantages the product offers, but how it works. Lucky for me, you agreed.
Absolutely.
Carl Thornton is joining us today, and he is the product developer and support manager for Sky Golf. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Good afternoon, Carl.
Very good. Very good.
Carl, can you explain what Sky Caddy is and what it does to start?
Absolutely. It's a game improvement device. And what you have is you have a personal GPS system. It's designed to help the average golfer shave strokes off his game. We're going to give you the important yardage information for the course that you're playing. It's basically designed to work with the satellite systems in space, and it gives you real-time updated information.
How many satellites does it work from?
24. 24 hours a day.
Oh, that's good for night golf. How... But anywhere in the world. You have 24. So when I'm holding my SG2, it's looking up to 24 different satellites, or there's just one directly above me? How does that work?
Well, it calculates your position in relation to the satellites in space, along with each one of the targets that we've recorded on your course.
Yes.
So it pulls from, like, would you say it pulled from all 24? It pulls from three to triangulate, correct?
Three to four,
yeah,
to actually get good, solid information.
Right, correct.
Well, what makes our product so unique is the fact that we utilize the WASP technology. Now, the WASP technology is a series of ground-based stations throughout the United States, which takes the satellite information, calculates it, corrects it, and beams it back to your Sky Caddy or any GPS receiver. So you're getting all of the corrected information, and that's how we get the 1 to 3 yards of accuracy.
That's amazing. Tell us what it is specifically that you had to do with the development of this product.
Well, I am one of the product developers, and my role is to help test our product. And during the testing phases, we look at every aspect of it, playability, visual, physical, and accuracy.
And have you ever had any issues with accuracy? I've got to imagine that this is extremely accurate, down to inches.
I'm extremely excited about the SG5. It's actually its accuracy is actually between 1 to 2 yards.
That's truly remarkable.
So component-wise, they use different components in the 5 than they do the 2, the 3, or the 4.
That's correct.
And what kind of changes?
It's the same satellites that they use in the military as well.
And how do you get access to these satellites? I mean, are they open bandwidth for anybody to use?
Oh, absolutely. Back around 1986, they actually released what they called selective availability, which now allows any public GPS receiver to receive these signals now.
And who had the idea? How long did it take for the idea for somebody to go, we can use this for golf?
I have to give Richard Edmondson full credit for that, who is our CEO.
And it just exploded from there?
Absolutely.
And what is it that makes Sky Caddy so much better than the competitors, which there aren't many competitors out there for this product, for a golf-oriented product like this, but what is it that sets it apart from everybody else?
What sets our product apart from any other handheld GPS has to be the way that we meticulously map courses. Our people are specially trained to record specific targets on each hole. And these people, we call them enablers, go through a two-week process of training, which ensures the quality and consistency of all of our courses on our website.
And how many courses are you now up to on your website?
16,000.
All over the world?
All over the world, that's correct. We are currently, I believe, right at 95% of all courses in the United States.
Wow. Yeah, you would be in a small minority if your golf course was not on their site. I think now's a good time, since we're talking about all the courses that are on their site, is talk about what you need to do in order to be able to use the GPS system, because there is a fee required in order to use the GPS, correct, Carl?
Actually, it's not a fee for the GPS itself. It's a membership plan to actually access our courses. And it is an annual fee, and it's set up for the average golfer, depending on how much he plays. And we've broken that membership down to three different levels. You have a birdie membership, which gives you unlimited courses in your state. We have a eagle, which gives you unlimited courses in your country. And we have my favorite, the double eagle, which is unlimited courses worldwide.
And what are the price differences on those? Because I've got to imagine there are people who want access to every course around the world but may not get to use it multiple times per year.
Sure, it's $29.95 for the birdie.
Very reasonable.
$49.95 a year for the eagle, and $59.95 a year for the double eagle.
So it's very, very reasonable rates.
On an annual basis,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If a guy wants to set up his own course, Carl, there's a membership fee in order to just use the GPS system itself?
No, there's not. Actually, we do have that feature on each Sky Caddy where you can record front, center, and back of each green on your course, which you can use until we can actually have the opportunity to come out and professionally record your courses.
No, that's what I was going to say is when Sky Caddy first came out and we were using their products for testing here as well, they didn't have the plethora of courses that they have now. So even the one that I was at was not in their system, and I was able to map that course. It literally took me an extra 15 to 30 seconds a hole to mark the front, center, and back of each screen. The next time I played, the course was set up for me for pin placement. So it was that simple.
And can you give me an explanation exactly what it is? When you're saying front, center, and back, is that all that you have to mark? You don't have to do the tee boxes?
It doesn't matter where you're at in relation to the tee, correct, Carl? It has to do with where you're at, how far you are from the pin. So
That's exactly right.
If I have the Sky Caddy on hole number one, and I'm standing over on number seven tee box, it's going to tell me exactly how far I am from hole number one. You know what I'm saying, Fred? So it doesn't matter where you're at on the golf course. What you have to do is the hole that you're actually looking at on the Sky Caddy. That's what it's going to give you the yardage from. It has nothing to do with being on the tee box. I mean, it does have a great feature where, let's say you're on a long, straight par four and you want to measure drives, you can mark the spot from where you tee off and the mark from where the golf ball is, and it'll tell you how far you hit your drive.
So then I guess one of the great things about this, Carl, is it's not just showing you how far to the hole that you need to go or how far to any obstructions or bunkers or hazards, but you can also get a better understanding of how far you hit each club.
Exactly. And the one thing that I really like about this Sky Caddy, and I know a lot of people that have own our Sky Caddy have figured this out, it's a great course management tool. Now, saying something like that is, some of the features on the Sky Caddy, we have several different modes. One of them is your target lists. So while we're standing on the tee box, you simply review the targets that are in front of you, and you now know exactly how far you are standing on the tee from each one of those targets, not only to each target, but how far it is to also carry those targets.
And you
it can actually help you decide which club to hit off the tee.
So you're feeling no guilt at all of putting all these guys out of work.
There's not many of them left.
We've got caddies using our product. How good is that?
Oh, and see, that makes a lot of sense because they're supposed to be information. they use it from their experience or using it from this. This is actually much more accurate.
They're going to get it one way or another, whether they write it down or this. Just all this does is speeds up play for the guy that wants a caddy. They don't offer him at his course, and he has one in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? So utopia in golf is knowing exact distances. I think from a personal perspective, how many times are you sitting at the 150 marker and a guy goes, what club do you hit from? He goes, well, he typically hit about an 8-iron. Well, how nice is it to know I hit my 8-iron 152 yards when I hit it flush, and I know exactly what the yardage is on the hole. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of variables that come into play with the Sky Caddy that aren't just simple, tell me what it is to the front, center, and back. There's a multitude of other things that this thing has capable of doing for you.
You're exactly right, and which brings up a good point. One of our patented features is the IntelliGreen feature, which is an actual physical outline of the green that you're playing. And this green actually rotates as your angle of attack changes on the hole. So you're going to be getting that front, center, and back information on the angle that you're approaching from. And not only that, there's a crosshair on this IntelliGreen, so using the directional button on the device, you can actually move your crosshair to any position on that green, which basically gives you good, safe quadrants to hit to, because obviously the pin's not always in a great position, depending on the mood of the green superintendent that particular day. So if he had a fight with his wife before he got to work, he may take it out on the golfers. So we're gonna give you the opportunity to pick a safe quadrant of the green to hit to, which is basically going to give you a better opportunity to make a putt.
I personally can't believe that his wife would be up that early before he left to work.
Well, if he woke her up, maybe that's the reason why they fought.
That's why she was upset. I have to believe as well that this is going to have a great impact on pace of play.
It does. That's bottom line there is it does speed up play. It speeds up play for the whole group. Let's say you only have one in the group, although you're the one that's going to be doing a lot of running around, giving yardages and stuff. It speeds up play for everybody. We're as a guy might not want to have ridden with you before, and now you have a Sky Caddy, he wants to ride with you now.
That's right.
Your friends become more.
I hear that story quite often.
I have a new best friend.
Yeah.
There has to be some restrictions here on tournament play. Is there?
Currently, there is. Now, the USGA has a rule in effect that the ruling tournament committee can allow yardage devices for that particular event. But as far as the national events, such as your U.S. amateur, it is not legal.
Why?
They haven't realized it yet, but you probably see that rule change coming here very soon.
Oh, you believe so?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not asking you to speak out of line here because your lawyers will be checking in on this, I'm sure. But it just doesn't make sense to me why it would be illegal to use something like this. It's going to enhance it for everybody. Does it give you an unfair advantage in some way?
I wouldn't think so, because the information that you're getting could certainly be derived from your practice rounds. So that's kind of how I use the product when I'm playing in a event that does not allow yardage devices. You can certainly use it in your practice round, make the notes that you need in your yardage book.
the way I look at it a little bit here is if it's available to everybody that's playing in the tournament, then nobody has an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and just like Carl said, it's the information that these guys are going to get, or gals, are going to get prior to playing anyway. So, I mean, there's a lot of pros to it. I guess, yeah, I don't know what the cons are, to be honest with you, but that's for them to address. But hopefully see that changing in the near future.
I guess one of the things, I don't know if it does it, and if the newer models do this, then I'm definitely going to upgrade my SG2. But what about the impact of the wind on your ball flight? Does Skycaddy address that at all, or will they? Or
now it does not do that, because that would be against the USGA rules. Because anything that calculates wind or slope or gradient is deemed illegal.
So you cannot. That would definitely be against the rules, and I see where that would definitely be an advantage,
because
it's basically almost telling you what you have to do. You know, instead of saying, hey, you're 150 yards, you know you need to hit a 9-iron here, it says the wind's blowing at 15 miles dead in your face. You know, this is what the real yardage is. This is what it is with the wind. That's a definite advantage there, and I see where that could become a huge issue.
But if you had a pocket full of talcum powder, you can toss that up in the air. We've talked about the windage. Well, there's a product called Windage that we've talked about on Golf Smarter, where it's just a little squeeze toy, practically, but when you squeeze it, this talc comes out, and it's a white talcum, and you can see the direction and the speed with which the wind is going.
I've seen that product before.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell you wind speed, whereas if they used that product in one of their devices or another device that calculated speed that told you what the wind speed was, that's where it would be an advantage.
Okay, so it's not a digital readout, it's just a visual.
Correct, yeah. I mean, the caddies throw grass in the air.
Well,
players do as well.
Caddies smoke. I mean,
yeah.
Using the smoke out of whether they smoke the cigar, inhale it or not, or the cigarette,
right.
They use the smoke, right, to gauge the wind.
So, I mean, they do different things to gauge wind, although none of them give it. It's not an exact science, so it's not giving them a definite number.
What kind of help, Carl, can the Sky Caddy give you out on the driving range? Because I know when you're marking the ball, you take your shot and then you walk up to the ball, you can mark it and it'll tell you how far you hit it, so you can start keeping notes on how far you hit each club. But can it help you on the driving range as well?
Absolutely, because with each course that we record, if there is a driving range on that course, we also incorporate that on the course download. So now you have the advantage of your driving range on your handheld. So no matter where you're standing on the tee box, you're going to get that particular yardage to those targets out in the center of the driving range. You can move around and get the exact yardage that you want to work on.
I get it.
You see where this thing's more than just a yardage finder.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You know, it's a great, great tool to have. It's fun to have. If you have it, everybody wants it. I mean, but the bottom line is there's a lot more to it than just using it on the golf course during your round of golf. There's a lot of fun things you can do with it. To me, being able to get exact yardages by being able to mark your distances and knowing exactly how far you can hit a golf club is such a huge advantage on the golf course. If you're playing a par 3 that's 165 yards with a bunker in front and the pin's tucked right behind it, and you know you got to hit it about 157, and you hit your 8-iron 155, you might need to go down just a little bit more. See what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of fun things you can do with it, but knowing exactly how far you hit golf clubs is a huge advantage when you go out there to play.
Hmm.
One of the great advantages of this product is it's about instilling the confidence in the golfer. One number, when you're looking at a tee marker, it just gives you one number, and that's to the center. Now, personally, I don't mind getting a little bit more information. Say, for instance, I want to know how far it is to the front. I want to calculate what it is to the hole. And then also you may want to know what it is to the back, because that's going to help you frame your shot. So, you know, one number is not enough. I'm giving you several pieces of information. So that's basically going to calm you down and going to give you the confidence to go ahead and choose the right club.
Wow.
Another perfect scenario on that, Fred, is if you're on a par 5 and you've got water in front and you want to lay up and you're not sure if it's 150 or 180 to the water, this device is going to tell you exactly what it is to the water. So you can feel very comfortable hitting the club that you have in your hand that you're going to be able to lay up with it. You know, and there's just another example of one of the many features it has.
Sure, one of the things that we talk about all the time from every instructor that we interview on the Golf Smarter Show is it's all about confidence. If you have confidence when you address the ball, you're going to play much better. And this obviously will give you a lot more comfort when you're about to swing the club. What about battery life? Will it last more than one round, or should you recharge your unit every time?
Oh, it'll last up to 3 rounds of golf.
Oh,
on one charge.
Oh, so you can take it for a weekend and not have to bring your charger.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. And you heard Kenny mention early on about having an iPhone. Are they Mac compatible, and if not, when?
We soon will be within the next few weeks. We're currently working on Mac compatibility and are looking forward to announcing that on our website very shortly.
Oh, now you really got me excited. Are there any issues with Vista? I know that there have been some people. Obviously, we haven't really talked about that, but you have to have your, if you're going to have the membership, you have to be able to hook your SkyCaddy unit up to your computer.
Yeah, Vista is a unique operating system, but I believe that we are 100% compatible with Vista as well.
We are.
We've tested every operating system known to man. Our system requirements currently are any operating system from Windows starting with 2000 and up.
Okay.
So Vista is definitely something that we are very compatible with.
Another thing that jumped out at me on the website, it talked about the GPS technology integrated with the very best Swiss engineering.
That would be the U-Blocks.
And what does
that mean?
They're
a very famous company. And we are definitely glad to have them on board.
And what is it that they enhance?
Our product.
Yeah, what is it that they enhance, and what do they bring to the table? What does that mean?
Well, they're just a different GPS receiver.
I see. And one of the things, I've played with a friend who has a visual rangefinder, the Bushnell product, and I find personally that it slows things down a little bit. But how does it compare? Obviously, there's the, you don't have to have the annual fee involved, but what are the advantages that SkyCaddy brings over to the visual rangefinders?
How many times have you played a golf course and had blind tee shots? You can't actually see the trouble over that hill, but I can give you a yardage that you can certainly hit the shot and lay up in a safe zone.
Boy, that's a slam dunk.
Go ahead,
with
Tom.
Lasers, we can give you carry distances of any hazards, no matter what their location, whether you see it or not. Also, a lot of times I've used lasers in the past trying to shoot front edges and back edges of greens, and it's just not that simple. When you're using a laser, you have to shoot your target 3 times and hope that you get 2 numbers that match.
Yeah, there's a lot of advantages with laser. Ease of use is one of the things that people like with laser. They're cumbersome when they get to computers, and that's fine. So, and we will have Bushnell on to talk about their products as well. But at the same time, the huge advantage with the GPS system is knowing, regardless of where you're at on the golf course, you're going to be able to know exactly how far you are from your target, whether you're behind something that's obstructing your view over a hill, a green that's raised, let's say it's 30 yards above from where you're playing. Things like that are really, really great for it. And Bushnell, there's some pros with that one as well as some cons. So we'll definitely get into that with them. But me, on a personal standpoint, the SkyCaddy product is a tremendous, tremendous product that I use every time I go out and play golf.
Very exciting. Hey, Carl, what's the future of the product? And in your engineering mind, what do you see as being the future of the product? What's it missing, and where do you hope it can go to?
Well, the only thing it's missing right now is being able to swing the golf club for me. I'm currently looking at those avenues. But we're definitely always looking to expand our product family and looking at different advantages and different technologies that we can incorporate.
All right. Well, I'd like to give you the opportunity here for the last pitch. If you you have an audience here of people who are interested in the product, go ahead and give them your best shot. Invite them to purchase a Sky Caddy, and why?
I think golfers are probably the hardest people in the world to shop for, with all of the different golf gloves, golf balls, golf clubs, golf shoes. It's a very hard decision to make, because each one of those is a personal decision. But with the Sky Caddy, if you buy a golfer a Sky Caddy, it is the only yardage device that they will ever need.
It's a good answer, Carl.
It's a great answer. Thank you. Carl Thornton, product developer and support manager for Sky Golf and Sky Caddy products. We really appreciate you coming and spending this time with us on Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf.
Well, thanks, guys, a million, anytime, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good job. We definitely appreciate it as well.
Thanks, gentlemen. And for the complete story about Sky Caddy handheld GPS systems, including functionality, subscriptions, all the courses, tutorials, accessories, whatever, go to skygolfgps.com. That's skygolfgps.com. And, of course, if you'd like to check out the prices and purchase a Sky Caddy for yourself, they are available at edwinwattsgolf.com. Now, did you know that as a listener to the Golf Better podcast, you receive 10% off your orders and free shipping when you shop online at Edwin Watts Golf? This also applies to Sky Caddy products. For more information on how to receive your 10% discount and receive the free shipping, go to edwinwattsgolf.com/golfsmarter. But before you make the purchase, you may want to try your luck first. If you'd like to win a brand new Sky Caddy SG5 handheld GPS system, go to golfsmarterpodcast.com and click on the word contest. Once there, select the Sky Caddy SG5, fill out your shipping information and the verification code, and click submit. Deadline for entries is January 10th, 2008. We invite you to visit our new programming blog that will tell you all about our golf podcasts, including Golf Smarter, Golf Smarter Tips, and Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. The blog allows you to listen to each episode right on the page, get a preview to the content of each show in chronological order, and communicate with us and other golf podcast listeners. The Golf Smarter blog is at golfsmarterpodcast.com. We'd love your feedback. Please feel free to write a review for Golf Better in iTunes. And if you have a question for me or Kenny, either click on the words, "Hey Fred," or "Ask Kenny" at golfsmarterpodcast.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back soon for another Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf.